ClassicCountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
All things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to the first installment of Football Fiesta. The only issue here is it's not live from Football Fiesta. It's live from the First Bank of Alabama studios. But right now, Monte Albon, as many of you might know, having a little move from one side of the studio to the other. So we're sitting here between the Monte Albons awaiting there. Hopefully, they can get things up and running. As soon as they do, we'll let you know, and we'll be moved in there. We'll be letting you know about next week's show. But for tonight's show, we're doing it live from the studio here, the First Bank Alabama Studios, and it's good to be back. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and Coach Chris Herron. Guys, it is good to be back doing Football Fiesta, a show we all very much enjoy.
Well, you know, it's going to be an every-week affair from starting tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be looking back at the previous game, looking ahead to the next. We'll be having our player of the week will join us with his coach, and just all sorts of activities going on. And then particularly when we get back into the restaurant, we'll be doing we'll have a lot of people intermingling with us. And so I'm really looking forward to it as we get it started here tonight.
And it may be a good time, Taylor, to let folks know there's going to be a couple of these not on a Thursday.
Absolutely. The Thursday night games, which one actually starts next week, and then the Sylacauga game as well, are scheduled to be played on Thursday night. Those Thursday night games we're going to do on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. So 6 to 7, the night before we play, might be the best option. And how we say it, Football Fiesta will be live. We will be having, after this week, we'll be having an AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Game each week. And that'll be presented by Awards to Remember. So we'll be excited about that opportunity each week. That'll start next week. And that'll be a good thing to be doing. We'll be talking to that player. We'll have him on for a little bit in that second segment. This thing is broke up, and you got to tune in and stick with us, because this hour is jam packed of Central Volunteer football. And then the last 15 minutes or so, we'll be looking at the volunteer schedule and some other high school games from around the area. So a lot of information to be distributed here on this show each week, and it starts here tonight. Well, we'll be having Coach Horn coming in the second segment. He should be in somewhere around 6:15, and we'll be getting his take on the year getting started and things cranking off. So we're excited about that opportunity. And also, we'll have a position coach. A lot of different coaches throughout the season we'll have, and be bringing that in. But we're excited to be here in First Bank Alabama Studios and bringing it here today. But we also look forward to when we can go back in Monte Albon, and if that don't work next week, it could be somewhere else. Right now, that's up in the air, but we'll be letting you know throughout the week. You can check on the three-point stance and stuff. That'll be talked about for sure when we confirm where that'll be next week.
And that will be a Wednesday night show next week.
It will be next Wednesday night. So a quick turnaround, so to speak, but we're excited about it. Guys, let's look back a little bit. Last week wasn't an official game, but we did have a fall jamboree game. Went up to Fort Payne in a game. I think the final score, when you calculate them all, was 33-20. But the Vols, you know, I used it, I think, on the three-point stance yesterday. You talk about being vanilla. Obviously, we were very vanilla, working on ourselves more than the opposing team, but it was kind of vanilla without the flavoring a little bit is the way I could use it. But a lot of things we did see that I think the Volunteers need to look on. But when you go back and watch it on film and stuff like that, which I have done, there's also a lot of bright spots, especially when you watch single players. you know, a team, you got to give Fort Payne the credit. It's a team that they're a good football team. They're a consistently good football team, and we don't want to shortchange them. They had a lot to do with when we had difficulty. That's a team that went to the 6A playoffs last year, third round, and fell 28-26, I think it was, to Oxford. So a good football team, but I want to get you guys' take from your days of coaching and then just watching as a fan and as you know, looking back and seeing what you saw last week and what you think we need to improve on, and then some bright spots that you noticed.
Well, I'll tell you what I saw, Rusty. You know, we've got our defensive front. All those guys are back, the starters. And we were strong last year against the run, you know, holding, I think, seven opponents under 100 yards for a game last year. And so we got those guys back, and I think Fort Payne knew that, and they approached the game to throw the football. And they did throw it, I think, 23 times in that first half that we played, that the starters played. So we don't really know right now if our run defense will be that good or not, because we didn't get to see it, you know, with them throwing the ball 23 times in a half. But I think defensively we're going to be fine. You know, the secondary is a question mark. We've got some new guys back there, some inexperienced guys, and we're probably going to see some people get into mismatches with us from a size standpoint on our corners as we go through the season. But I think our run defense will be solid. And so then you look at the offensive side. For the Volunteers, you know, Coach Horn has placed a special emphasis on running the football this year. And I thought we ran the ball well last Friday night against a pretty good defense. Our passing game is still a work in progress right now. You know, we're kind of inexperienced at receivers there. You know, JT Wilkerson's a quarterback. He can throw the football, and he's been around a while, so I think when the receivers get a little experience and all, that we'll be able to throw the ball a little bit better. And I know another emphasis this week was pass protection. You know, our quarterback got harassed pretty good last week, and if we're going to throw the ball, the protection certainly going to have to get better. So I think looking at both sides of the ball, that's kind of what we saw last week.
You look at the offensive side, and Wink Coach is talking about the protection. I think there – you know, we've got four returning starters across the front. We do have one of those returners in a new position, a new guy at right tackle, a younger guy there. But some of those pass protection issues, things that are very correctable, you know, the initial kick step, we need to kind of head back, hands out, don't be lunging and reaching for folks. Pass blocking is getting in position and then then your footwork and moving your feet. And it's, you know, you got to – You can't reach and lunge for them, or those guys that are talented, especially off the edges, and got a little, pretty, you know, some athletic ability like Fort Payne had, can give you some fit. So it's all it's kick steps, it's hand placement, and it's staying square to the line of scrimmage and not opening your hips up and giving them a inside or outside move, easy move, you know, in the pass protection, and then you've got, you know, in the run games, I know a couple areas. If when going back and looking at the film, you're looking for better job of those combo blocks, you know, starting as a double team, then making sure one guy's coming off to cover linebackers, you know, whichever side he appears on in the running game. So, you know, the issues and some of the mistakes you made in the Jamboree, very correctable along the offensive line, which in turn should make the offense be a little more productive. And that's one reason you play a Jamboree. The first time you're out there, you know, some mistakes are going to show up. Coaches get it on film, and you've got definitely things to work on as you head toward your game one, you know, this coming tomorrow night.
Well, you look at that, Coach, and you mentioned kind of being a great athlete, and they did have. They had that one defensive end, yes. And I think, I mean, we had been told already that he had received college offers, and he was a good big player with a lot of quickness, and he was getting way out there, getting that old – speed rush game on, mm-hmm. Getting way out there, really challenging that offensive tackle to be able to. And you know, you go against some of those big guys. I mean, I think back in the day when I played the game, I mean, I was 195 at that time. It's hard mm-hmm. to believe now, but I mean, playing tackle, I love to pass block, but I had a lot of speed and was small.
Right.
So it fit me better than having to run block somebody.
When he's wide like that, that's where your technique comes more into play.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, but if you can get him, I like that guy moving fast. All I had to do was get him headed in the. He could keep running if he wanted to, but I just kept him running the way I wanted him to.
Run him up the field, past the quarterback. So, if you can keep him there. That's
right. And that wide guy. But. That's things they'll lose.
You would have been easy to come back underneath.
Oh, no. No, Coach. Yeah. I may have gave up a lot. We probably didn't throw the ball about eight times, so I don't think I ever gave up a sack.
All year. Eight times all year back in your day. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I don't think I ever gave up a sack. We could say that then. These guys are challenged a lot more on the front to do a lot more.
And they used to be. You're right.
And, the different angles. And we didn't have those defensive ends and outside guys lined up out there wide trying to in a sprinter stance coming in there. Right. So it's a different game for sure. But, you know, looking back at that, I wanted to mention, too, you know, we played the varsity or the starter group mainly in the first half. Then we changed over to a more of a B team or second teamers. Maybe I shouldn't say B teamers in the second half. And there were some bright spots there. And I think we would be failing a young man if we didn't mention Hudson Foster coming in as a backup quarterback. Really brought a spark to that offense. And I know they're facing different guys, but, you know, he was a guy that was injured last year, and you wonder how much having to miss that time would hinder him. We know he's a good athlete. He plays baseball, but he looked really good. Brought a spark to that team, and that team moved to football and put up a couple touchdowns there in the second half. So a lot of bright spots, and I know the coaching staff got a good chance to look at a lot of players, and you know, maybe some of those guys might get a little bit quicker look sometimes when they get in there and do a good job like they did.
When you get those, you know, second string guys, and then even. You know, even below that, in that later in that second half, younger guys, and I know coaches, you're always looking for a second teamer, a younger guy that to an opportunity for him to get on the field, and it may be from that performance off of that tape, it may cause the coaches to say, hey, let's give this guy a shot, maybe on a special team, you know, and to get maybe an older guy that's got to play more, maybe get him off of a special team here and there, and you get enough of those type guys that can give you some help there, and it gets those younger guys some opportunity, and they get some time on the field, and it just, you know, that's how you build the team throughout the year, and that's what you're looking for, you know, heading into from a jamboree as you head into the season.
Dalen Houston, you know, coming in, kind of second guy in there in the running back spot. We know how much Taylor is required of Taylor with the, you know, doing punt and kicking, and also, you know, playing safety and running back. You know, a solid performance, I thought, looking back at him. I mean, there were some things to clean up there that I did notice, you know, maybe blocking and hitting a hole in the right spot, but he ran physical. Which is a good sign. We did see that of him last season as well when he came in late. He can be a physical runner, and then some other guys. So it was good to see that long roster. I don't know. Probably about every one of those guys touched the field that were available and able to, and so getting a chance on the field, seeing some of those younger guys and guys getting to play is always fun and good for them.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Hudson Foster, the quarterback. What impressed me about him, not only just throwing the ball, but he made some plays with his feet as well. You know, he created some plays out of nothing, really. And I think he's got a chance to, you know, like Coach Horn has mentioned, he get him some growing pills or something. But, you know, if he were to grow a little, he's got a chance to be a quarterback from what we saw last week.
For sure. Well, I tell you what, let's take our first break here. We'll come back. We'll have Coach Horn right here on Football Fiesta live tonight from First Bank of Alabama Studios right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Ketchum All Sporting Goods in Ashland, Nexus Circle K, offers hunting gear, fishing supplies, firearms, and ammunition. Their selection includes rods, reels, tackle, rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Hunting supplies are available for deer, turkey, and dove. Information is available on Facebook or by phone at 256-252-1001. Ketchum All Sporting Goods is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Far and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tfarlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Far and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Each week of the 2025 football season, we will recognize a Clay Central Student Athlete of the Week. These students were singled out for their success in the athletic arena and in the classroom. Central Physical Therapy is proud to recognize tonight's Student Athlete of the Week when we come back.
Whether you're recovering from surgery, healing after an injury, or just want to move better, Central Physical Therapy is here to help you get back to doing what you love. With personalized treatment plans and a welcoming environment, Central Physical Therapy is your local source for better health and mobility. From sports rehab to joint pain, they've got your back, knees, and everything in between. Located near Smith's Curve in Lineville, Central Physical Therapy is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Their website is centralptal.com, and their phone number is 256-396-3250. Central Physical Therapy, helping you rehab well, live well, and perform well.
This week's Central Physical Therapy Student Athlete of the Week is senior Inslee Giddens. As a member of the Lady Volunteers softball team, Inslee has played first and second base for the last five seasons. In the classroom, Inslee is an all-A student throughout her high school years. She also had the highest average in honors government and has been a dual enrollment student for 3 years and will complete a total of 29 credit hours upon graduation. Inslee is also CPR certified and currently enrolled in the CNA program. Inslee has been selected as a junior and senior Central High School ambassador. She's participated in RMC's Volunteen program and is a member of Beta, HOSA, FBLA, FCCLA, SGA, and the History Club. Following graduation in the spring, Inslee plans to attend South Alabama and pursue a Bachelor of Science degree in radiation therapy. Congratulations to Inslee Giddens, this week's Central Physical Therapy Student Athlete of the Week.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. and Football Fiesta live from First Bank of Alabama Studios. Monte Albon making the swap buildings around the studio here. So right now unable to be there, and we missed that opportunity. And Coach crunching those chips, kind of miss hearing that a little bit. Actually, it's kind of like popcorn and peanuts,
shelling his peanuts during the ball game.
But this is
Coach Horn's asking where his tacos at.
Yeah, that's right. He missed his taco tonight. Yeah. So, but this is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and now our special guest, Coach Danny Horn. Good to have him, Coach Horn, coming in with us to talk about his Vols getting prepared for the first official game tomorrow night as they'll be hosting the Hanley Tigers. Coach, good to have you in here. A little bit different setting than we're used to, but pretty comfortable when you're used to being in here. But first of all, I know you've said this, been asked many, many times, but one more time, looking back at last week, what's your take from that, and what do you feel like now at this point? You've kind of the hay's in the barn, so to speak, practice-wise. How do you feel like you were been able to benefit and improve this week after seeing last week?
Well, I think they, after watching film, they realized their mistakes. And I think, you know, we've had a pretty good week of practice. I thought Monday and Tuesday was pretty good. Wednesday, not so good. And today we focused a little bit better and had a good day today. So, you know, most of it was correctable. Hopefully we can correct a lot of them, because we made a lot of mistakes. But, you know, the two things I was more disappointed in anything is our focus and our energy. I mean, we just didn't I didn't think we they, I thought they played harder than us, and that's kind of disappointing. And I mean, that's, you don't have to have any athletic ability or talent to do that. And that was a little disappointing. But that, you know, I saw some bright spots too, and especially on the B team. And we worked on several things this week, and hopefully we got a lot of it corrected.
Well, Coach, I guess I can give you guys a chance. Y'all got anything, any questions for Coach Horn? I know you've been able to talk to him earlier in the week, but any questions about last Friday night mainly?
Well, I've got one about this week, because we've had a lot of rain off and on during the week. And I'm just wondering if the crew that paints the logo in the middle of the field has had the chance to get that completed.
They did today. It, you know, for the first time, you got to get out the pattern there and put it on the field. And they had to kind of, you know, just spray a lot of dots, really. And then had to take that off. And then they started painting. So that's the only time you really have to do that, unless it goes away pretty quick. But, yeah, they got it on there and it looks beautiful. The field looks good, and we got the lines. They were put on yesterday, and we put on the numbers this afternoon, so it's ready. So it's
well, yeah, that has good. Nothing to do with last week, but I just needed to know.
No.
Well, speaking of that, we've had some afternoon thunder showers. None of them hindered you guys in practice. They come through kind of after y'all were finished.
Yeah, most of them this week. Now, there's a one day it rained a little bit, but the last 2 weeks it's been pretty wet, and our practice field's been wet, and I mean, we practiced with it. So, you know, if it rains Friday night, we're used to practicing in it a little bit, but I hope it don't, because I don't like playing wet weather. But
that's rough on the field too, ain't
it? Yeah, rough on the field, rough on the footballs, and rough on the uniforms, trying to clean them. It's just not a good situation. But, you know, like I said, I think, you know, we've had a pretty good week of practice, and maybe it'll show tomorrow night.
We never did talk about any injuries or anything. Did anybody get nicked up or anything last week?
Well, we had one reserve outside linebacker that sprained his ankle, and he hadn't practiced this week, so he'd probably be out, you know, tomorrow night. But other than that was really the only injury that we had.
That's one thing you always – I mean, you want to play that and get that practice. It's, if worst, the opportunity. But I know y'all, in your time, you've seen people get injured, seriously injured in those games, and you always like, my goodness. But thank goodness that wasn't the case. Anybody get any major, which I can happen at practice. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You it don't matter, but you always second guess yourself anytime you have an injury. But Coach, let's look to tomorrow night against the Hanley Tigers. They'll be coming in, you know, a team that we've played every year since we've been at Central, the only team that we've played each and every year since we've been at Central. We know we know the type of ball they play, but they do have a new coach in Coach White, and know he was there as an assistant. But anytime you bring in a new head coach, you're a little bit wondering what they're going to do. But you did get to see them on film against Randolph County.
Yeah, to me, they look typically just like Hanley. You know, they've got speed. You know, Hanley always has speed. Very fast on the receiver core and the DBs and the tailback, and they play too, and both of them got speed, and they got a lot of starters back. Last year they was young. They only had like 6-7 seniors last year, so they got a lot of They got about seven starters back on each side. Of course, some of them plays, you know, both ways like we do. But, yeah, they've got some talent, and they got some size there at linebacker and on the defensive front, and got one offensive tackle that's really, really big. And, you know, they have those, other than the real big one, you know, the 230, 240 offensive lineman that can run. And, you know, that's – and also on the defensive side. So they're a better football team than what they were last year. And you know, I don't know. It's out to be seen about us. But, you know, and Coach White's come in, and I'm sure they've gotten a lot stronger. And you know, they bring in a new offensive philosophy, a little old-timey I formation. But, you know, it's been – they look really good in it. And I've always liked the I. You know, we always ran the wishbone in the I a long time ago. And they keep running it and keep running it. And then they'll fake it in there and, you know, throw a pass off of it. So, you know, they keep you honest with that. And they do a lot of good stuff in it. And it's good to see it, because nowadays, I mean, in practice, people – the scout team didn't know what a fullback was. And
that's amazing. That's just amazing.
And they don't, I mean, what's an I? You know, they don't even really know what an I formation is. So it's kind of
that
unusual.
Must not be on those new games they got.
It must not be.
They must not have no I. It's just a single back, yeah, I guess.
But it's a change. You know, it's probably the only team that we play that's under center most of the time. And so, you know, we got a work cut out for us. And then, you know, defensively, they've been running a 3-4 for the last several years. And you know, this year it's a 4-man front. And, you know, sometimes it's a 4-2-5, and sometimes it's like the old split forward look. And we're two outside linebackers and one safety. And sometimes they even got into the 3-5 look. So they threw a lot of stuff at Randolph County the other night, and I'm sure they'll do the same tomorrow night.
And along with a different style or scheme than the eye you're talking about, you haven't seen enough of them to pick up any kind of tendencies, you know, what they like to run in certain situations, who they like to go to, those type things. So you're going to be coming into the game with not a whole lot of information to rely on, which means you're going to have to, defensively, you're going to have to be sound in that area.
Yeah, I mean, you got to basically coach on the run, you know, those, especially the first game. And, you know, used to, when Coach Strain was there, you pretty well knew what they was going to do. And, of course, they know what we're going to do. And with the new coaching staff, it's got a lot of change to it. And I'm sure they was really vanilla on with their offense last week. And it'll be a little bit different this week, and probably the same way with defense. But it's something that you really don't know what to expect, being the first game. And so, of course, they hadn't seen everything that, you know, that we had either. But so it kind of works both ways. But being sound, you know, if you're sound on defense, you ought to be able.
You've got your option coverage. You've got it ready to go.
We always cover that, and we did today. Because I said a long time ago, you always got to practice against the option, whether the other team runs it or not. So we've got that covered now. I don't know whether we cover it, but we practiced against it.
Coach, answer this question, what you can. Like a jamboree game last week and then your first regular, you know, real game this week. How much in a jamboree do you purposely hold back, show it on film? Or do you, I know everybody, you hold back some, but how much do you kind of hold back and not show?
Well, you can hold back more offensively than you can defensively, because, mm-hmm, you know, it's – You're gonna play
your defense, right?
But, you know, there's just certain plays that you wouldn't necessarily show,
right,
especially in the more passing game than the run game.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you just basically run your basic plays and get good at doing that, and then there's some, you know, other stuff that you wouldn't want to show, but you know, we just basically, like everybody else, just sure. run basic plays, and then you know, this week we'll get in the playbook a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Coach, I wanted, before we let you go, I wanted to get a take. I know I think I'm right that the coaching staff's pretty much identically the same for you as it was last year, which probably not many back in your Clay County days, I'm sure that was common, but now it's not as common, just to be honest, which that's really huge, I think, that you have the same guys. But just real quick, I hate to put you on the spot, but just speak to that and kind of your coordinators and the people that will be leading those positions.
Yeah, we got everybody back, and that's always a good thing. And, well, on offense, you know, Chase is quarterback's coach and the offense coordinator, and Coach Phillips he's the offensive line coach, him and Coach Craven. Coach Craven kind of handles the tackles, and Jake handles the centers and the guards, and they kind of work together on that, which I think that's you need two people there, because we got a lot of offensive linemen, probably 20-something, probably. So they work there, and then you got JT Burns. He does the running backs, and he was here last year with us for his first year here. And then we got Franklin Few. He does the receivers. He's a volunteer, but does a really good job with the receivers. And then on the Justin McCollum, he does the H-backs and tight ends, and he kind of coaches two positions, that and the outside linebackers on defense. And on that side, Coach Bert Halter he's been with me a while, and he's the defense coordinator and does a really good job with it. And he coaches him and Stanford Simmons coaches the secondary, and Justin, as I mentioned, coaches the outside linebackers, and Rock, Coach Ward, coaches the defensive line, and he's been doing that for a couple of years now, or several years really. And then I coach the inside linebackers, and I really enjoy that. And is that everybody?
Did we do the secondary?
That's Burke.
Yeah, Burke does him and
yeah,
Stanford.
And Stanford
does
yeah.
Special teams coach.
Well, I do most of that, and it's like Coach Morrison, boy. One time after he came and watched us play somebody, and he came up to me after the game and said, "Who's your special teams coach?" And I said, "Well, are you looking at him?" He said, "Oh." But, that's a work in progress. I'm telling you, today we look good today on special teams. It's just a, you know, crapshoot with us on special teams. Taylor kicked one today. In the air, 62 yards, and it rode, and it ended up being like a 78-yard punt.
Wow.
He can kick them sometimes, I'm telling you.
When he hits it right.
Yeah, he can kick it.
Yeah.
And, of course, he does so much that I know he's give out.
And he could figure that out consistently. We know what he could do.
I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. It was everybody was just in awe, really. But he's kicked some really good punts in practice, and of course, last week he kicked one pretty good punt, and then one kind of shanked. But we try to play some of the ones that maybe don't start but are ready to play on special teams. Give starters a little rest. Not that it's not important, because it is. You know, last two times we played at Hanley, you know, they blocked a punt each time that we played down there. So, you know, we got to protect and. Then hopefully he can boom him like he did today. And then on the kickoffs, you know, he kicked well today because we had a little breeze behind us. He said that wasn't a difference, but we did have a little breeze. But, you know, he's kicking off well. And then we got KJ Wilson that he can kick sometimes, and sometimes he misses it. It's just a – you know, we just need to be more consistent, and that's a two that somebody like Fort Payne, it's a big advantage for them because if, you know, with their kickers, every time they kick off, the other team's going to start on 20. And that's a big advantage. And then they're, you know, they're punting, they're going to punt them deep. And, you know, that's a big advantage for, you know, for them. Plus, you know, that they cross the, they get around the opponent's 40-yard line and they have a chance to kick a field goal. So that's going to come in handy for them, you know, throughout the season. And we're getting better. We just got to, work a little bit more on it and just keep improving on it. But, you know, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. You just never know. But
what would be your maximum range on a field goal?
He kicked one. Let's see. I think Tuesday or Wednesday. It was about 42 yards. So he's got the capability. You know, if we get inside the 25, he can kick that. I mean, is it consistent? Probably not, but. And all it takes is one. So we're hoping that one is that one good kick that he makes. But, you know, I mean, this is his second year of kicking, and he's gotten better at it. So we'll see how it goes.
Have you practiced the free kick?
We haven't practiced free kick, but we have practiced on a safety, you know.
Right, after a safety.
Yeah,
right.
Kicking off from the 20 and receiving it. But, no, we have not practiced. I need to put
That last time we did it, might have ruled that out.
We hit the scoreboard over there. But that was the right call. I was mad after. It was the right call, and then after we kicked it.
It didn't feel right.
No, right at that second, it didn't feel right.
But with the kicker you had, Dan, he wouldn't have done that many times. Yeah. He would have put it through there.
Right. So, but that's, you know, the kicking game is a concern. It's a big concern for us. And, you know, we just hopefully it don't come back and bite us in the tail. But, you know, we're getting better on it.
My last question. Last couple of weeks, there's been some discussion of how plays are called during a football game on what down. So my coach Chase Horn is your offensive coordinator. Does he call plays first, second, and third down, or do other coaches call on other downs?
No, he calls most of them. I mean, I suggest that, you know, some. That
right.
I don't know the, like on some of them pass plays, I don't know the actual name of the play, but I just say we need to.
You know the routes you
right,
won't run.
Right.
Correct.
We need to, you know, hit him in the flat or, and when we get in the wishbone, now I do call a little bit more in the wishbone, but he usually does it. Him and JT's up in the box looking, so they're discussing it, and Jake's right there with him. He gets a little help, you know, along the line, but it's usually mostly him.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in, spending this time with us. We're going to let you go. We weren't able to have a taco for you, so we'll let you go find something for supper.
Well, we got a Raising Cream pie there.
I ate one.
You done had one?
Yeah, I ate one.
Well, you had to get a snack since you didn't have a taco.
Well, my wife happens, she's gone today.
My goodness, it would have been perfect if we would.
Yeah, I know. Brian, you know, had their baby a couple of weeks ago, and she wanted to go see him. And then Madeline, my granddaughter, she's a cheerleader there at Oak Mountain, so she was going to go that game. So I'm out of luck tonight. I was last night, too, because she went to church. So I'm looking somewhere. Now, I guess I go home. I got some salmon patties with mine. I'm not a big salmon patty man.
Yeah. But, that sounds good to me.
Well, we had it with some biscuits and gravy, but I think the biscuits and gravy won't be there. It'll just be the salmon.
We'll put a little ketchup on it, Coach.
Ketchup
always helps. That's good on a salmon patty.
I'll try that.
And the gravy, too, myself. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We want to wish you good luck tonight and look forward to seeing the product. We know you guys will put a positive product on the field. So we appreciate you all. Keep with us right here on Football Fiesta, live from First Bank Alabama Studios in Classic Country 90.9.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, T-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards.
located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland. Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Ketchum All Sporting Goods in Ashland, Nexus Circle K offers hunting gear, fishing supplies, firearms, and ammunition. Their selection includes rods, reels, tackle, rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Hunting supplies are available for deer, turkey, and dove. Information is available on Facebook or by phone at 256-252-1001. Ketchum All Sporting Goods is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta live from First Bank Alabama Studios on Classic Country 90.9 as we get ready to move forward in here. Good to have Coach Danny Horn in here with us discussing last week and getting prepared for tomorrow night. Always, very willing to spend time with us, and we appreciate that. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron on Football Fiesta, as we are here because Monty Albon is making a little move, about 100 feet, I guess, a little less, but and hopefully they're up and we'll be moving there, but we'll be updating you about that. Right now, we've already had our segment about our Vols. We're going to talk about the Hanley Tigers a little bit. I know both of you have looked at film. You've watched Hanley. We've seen Hanley for many, many years. They do have a new coach in Coach White. You guys were able to talk to him on a three-point stance this morning. Thought he'd done a very good job with that. But just immediate thought by looking, hearing from Coach White, and looking at them on film against Randolph County, Coach Weems, what is your take, initial thoughts on the Hanley Tigers?
Well, first of all, Coach White, you mentioned him. He, you can tell from his schemes that he uses, particularly offense, and his, the old school approach. I think he wants to make – I think he likes physical play. And he wants a game to be real physical. And this will be a type game, I think, with us using a wishbone occasionally. Of course, we're not going to be in it all the time. But I think it'll be his type game. And, it certainly, they've been an eye team before. Coach Strain utilized a lot of power eye formations. And, he had a playbook full of eye stuff. He did a lot of unbalanced. He did a lot of end over, just all sorts of eye stuff, particularly in goal line and short yardage. So it's not something we've never seen Hanley do, but it's going to be a different style of football game. We're not going to see a team line up in the spread and run zone reads and counters back on the inside and speed sweeps and that type thing. Yeah, we're going to see the quarterback up under the center, taking snaps there, and we're going to see two backs behind him. So it's going to be, from a spectator standpoint, they're going to be looking at what football was like 12 years ago or so, looking at the eye formation. But the thing about it is you've got to have a good tailback. And I know Hanley's got a speedster They've got a couple of tailbacks, really, that they alternate. And also, if you're running eye, you've got to have a big, strong guy at fullback. And they, Ladarius Tucker is their fullback, and he's a 225-pounder. So they'll slip it in there to him ever so often on an inside trap play. And that's another play we're going to see a lot of is the trap play. Up on the inside. So it's going to be a different look offensively. And the quarterback is the same one they've had, Cordarrelle Patterson. He can throw the ball. He when he gets trapped back there, he really does not like to run the football. He wants to throw the football. So they're going to try to lull us in there with a run and then hit us deep on some passes out there on the edges is what we'll see offensively. From Hanley.
Well, one thing about Chris White, we will say, is he spent some time at White Plains. Also, you know, made kind of moved over with Coach Strain over. But you know, the Hanley Tigers overall, they've won three state championships. They're 18. This is a football program, as we well know.
No question.
And they play that way, and they expect to win. So that's always. You know, everybody don't, but they're a team that does, and because they're accustomed to winning. These guys have won the majority of their games, and that makes a difference when you play. And the thing that when I look at them, watching them on film, defensively, a couple of their guys that may not be their biggest guys that stood out to me defensively, and it's a couple defensive linemen, Chris Sutton and also Ridge Nelson. Those guys are active. Making a lot of plays. They may not be the biggest guys. Both of them is like 6'1", 220, but they're both seniors that look back and they, you know, were big important players last year. So keep in mind, you mentioned the quarterback. He's been there. I think this is his third year starting at quarterback there for the Hanley Tigers. So that's always good. You have a three-year starter. The offensive line is not what you're accustomed to seeing from Hanley of late. Not saying they're bad. I'm just saying size wise, they don't just blow you away with their size. They don't look as impressive as some of the teams, but they do get after you. And it's going to be interesting to see that. Something to keep in mind. We talk about our special teams. Their special teams. Their kicker Dylan Hunt seems really consistent. He was their kicker last year, a consistent kicker, and also Cordarrelle Patterson was their punter last year. And the quarterback punting always concerns me.
That is a threat. That's
because of a fake or something like that. He's comfortable with the football. He's had it all night. That's always something to be concerned about. But anything else that just stands out to you guys about Hanley?
One other thing about their defense, you know, their defensive scheme is going to be different as well. They've always been a 3-5, but now they're a 4-man front. And they'll show us different variations of that 4-man front. But the thing about when you're in training camp, you're in preseason practice, you're going against your second defense and your scout team most of the time. So we've blocked a 3-man front because that's what the scout team runs. They know it better, and we probably did some 4-man front along the way, but now we probably didn't block the 4-man front a whole lot until we got into some specific game planning for this game. So,
well, Fort Payne did run a 4-man front a lot last week.
So that could be something to look at.
Fort Payne played it last week.
And we could see that on film, too.
Yeah.
So that'll help us having played them last week in that scheme. But that could be something to look for early in the game.
For sure. But let's take our final break right here on Football Fiesta. We'll come back. We'll be looking around the area at our schedule and who our opponents throughout the year will be playing and also our region teams right here on Football Fiesta Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta live from First Bank Alabama Studios here at the studios of Classic Country 90.9. Football Fiesta is normally at Monte Albán, number two here on Ashton Square, but right now they're making a move and trying to get things hopefully next week, which we'll go ahead and remind you next week will be on Wednesday night, so keep that in mind next week's foot, because we're playing on Thursday night down at Benjamin Russell, always 6-7 the night before the Volunteers play. Coach Herron, if you will, let's look at our schedule and their opponents as we move forward. We'll have to talk about last week's games, but we can talk about who they're playing this week.
We got the Hanley Tigers. They're coming on the road tomorrow night. They'll be here in Clay County out at Volunteer Stadium taking on our Volunteers. Our second week opponent, Ben Russell, they're on the road. They'll be down in Opelika taking on those Bulldogs. We get into our area opponents, Valley, our first area opponent this year. They'll be at home against Glenwood School. Marbury, those Bulldogs, they will be at, they'll be hosting Stanhope Elmore tomorrow night. Sylacauga, the Aggies across the Bull Gap, they'll be at home hosting Coosa Central. Scottsboro, where we'll step back out of the region, that Week 5 game, Scottsboro will be at Fort Payne, the place the Volunteers were last week for their jamboree. Elmore County, those Panthers from Eclectic, they will be playing Dadeville in Dadeville, taking on the Dadeville Tigers. Hopeful, that area opponent, down around Slap Out, they'll be in Montgomery playing Trinity. That game is tonight, actually.
It is tonight.
That game tonight between Hopeful, and they're playing the Wildcats of Trinity tonight. They're in Montgomery. Beauregard, the Hornets, they are hosting Wetumpka tomorrow night. The Indians will be making that trip to Beauregard. And then we'll wind up our season, week 9, our 10th game, the Pell City Panthers. Well, tomorrow night, they're traveling to Pelham to take on that bunch of Panthers there at Pelham High School. So that's our opponents and who they'll be opening up with this weekend.
So every team in our on our schedule playing tomorrow night, because some teams playing, those are all real games, right?
Yes, those are all real games.
Some teams will be playing jamborees.
There are a few
night.
Teams with jamborees, and some that are just open tomorrow night. Yes, yeah, their open date.
So, but our whole schedule playing. Coach Weems, I think you've got the preseason top 10 there in 5A. You want to share that with us really quick?
Well, I can do that, and it starts out a lot like it ended up last year. Number one is Moody. You know, they made a strong run last year and finished well. Number two is Vigor. Number three is the team that put us out, Catholic of Montgomery. The Volunteers of Clay Central open up at number four. Number five is Williamson. Six is Fairview from North Alabama. Number seven
Coach, before we go any further.
Okay.
Fairview hooks you every year.
They do.
You think they're going to hook you again this year?
Yeah, they're going to be a contender.
A contender for what?
Well, a playoff berth. They'll make a strong run. They did last year.
Well, it's kind of a joking team. I mean, they taking nothing away from Fairview.
No.
The area that they play in usually works out in their favor. But then they usually match up against one of the toughest regions right off the bat.
And get eliminated pretty quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're number six. And then number seven is Ramsey. And Ramsey, by the way, opens up tonight against the number one team in 6A, Parker, at Legion Field in Birmingham. So that ought to be a good one to start the season over there. Number eight is Gunnersville. They're another one of those teams from the north that usually get stuck playing somebody real good early, too. Number nine is Leeds, and number 10 is Scottsboro. And then some other teams in the 5A picture, you've got Corner, you've got Briarwood Christian, Andalusia, Boaz, Demopolis, and Shelby County right here near us. And then looking right quick at the other classes, number 7A is Thompson, ranked number one. I mentioned Parker's ranked number one in 6A. 4A is Jackson. 3A is Mars Hill.
Jackson got a big game, and their running back's in it.
Yeah, he's been ruled ineligible
for this game. That's right.
But they're playing Saraland, right?
That's right. But Mars Hill is number one in 3A, Realtown in 2A, and Wadley, of course, in 1A. So those are your number one teams in the other six classes.
I mean, a lot of scores that obviously you want to start filling out teams and getting a feel of the teams. But that Scottsboro and Fort Payne game, obviously we played Fort Payne last week in a fall jamboree, and we'll play Scottsboro midseason. So that's going to be an interesting game to follow.
Other team that we're keeping an eye on is Columbia High School from Huntsville.
We're pulling for them.
They are 91 games into a losing streak. 91 games. And
who do they play tomorrow night? Do y'all know?
They play in Priceville tomorrow night. They might have a chance to win that one. But they better win early because the back end of their schedule gets pretty tough. Who is the new coach there?
At Columbia?
Sammy Coates is the new coach. But anyway,
that's another important game that you can actually, as soon as we get off here, you can go get on your TV and check it out. Prattville versus Pike Road. That is in the kickoff classic down at down in Montgomery there. That is on Channel 68 in Alabama Public TV, Channel 10. So you can find that game right there. And I think our cohort, our good friend Tommy Wood, part of that broadcast team down there in Montgomery, preparing for that game tonight. So that'll be one you can take in. Coach Williams is ready to get headed that way and check it out.
Yeah, I'm football. Settle in and watch them.
I wonder if that's a real game for them. I guess it is.
Yes, that I think the kickoff classic.
Because it's not required to be, right. Is it? But that we played that the first year, didn't we, against Beauregard?
We did.
Was ours a real game?
Ours was a
jamboree.
It was a jamboree.
I know this. It was the first game I ever did on radio.
It was, Coach. He was
nervous. He was nervous about it.
I've heard that. That's what I've heard.
We can't tell it now.
We had an ineligible number, we were told, before the game.
Double zero
at that time was ineligible.
Did y'all get to play with it that night? Or
no.
Had to pull out the spare jersey, huh?
No, we didn't have one.
Tape.
Oh, we had to steal somebody's.
We changed. Yeah.
I know who had it.
There was a jersey change made.
Some unlucky guy.
Yeah, it was just, he still had a jersey. It just he had.
Doubles. He wasn't able to use.
Well, he didn't get in the game with double zero.
Bless his heart. You remember who that player was? I mean, I'm not asking.
I remember
you
who got the double zero or who started.
No, who it was taken from.
Who the jersey? No, I do not remember who it was taken from. I remember who had the double zero and
I
got the new one.
I think I do, too.
Yeah.
We had a designated player one time. Anybody forgot a piece of equipment, he had to give it up. But
well, I tell you what, this football fiesta has flown by as we're getting ready here to close this thing out. We appreciate you joining us again. We'll be announcing next week's football fiesta will be on Wednesday night from 6 to 7. We'll be also bringing you a AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Game each week. So you want to, and that'll be presented by Awards to Remember. We appreciate that. Join us tomorrow night, the kickoff show at 6 o'clock. Right here on Classic Country 90.9.